Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to a new beginning, Ambassador for Christ. Your host this evening, Brother Wes Armstrong. And I also welcome you to the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guests, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network, its management, or of the host or advertisers. And again, welcome to New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ, your host, Brother Wes Armstrong. Thank you for tuning in this evening. I really didn't have a topic, but God, he gave me something I can speak on. I can put it out there. And any comments or possibly any views or opinions that you'd like to share, we can we have about an hour. To God be the glory. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to share this ministry with you once again. It's over 5 years, and God has been good to this organization and to the ministry. And I truly thank him for being a part of it, because it has helped me through my life. Okay, now, scriptures. Let's start with a scripture this evening. And, okay, the scripture I'm reading this evening is going to be in the New Testament. I'm reading out the King James Version, the book of St. Luke, chapter 4, verse 8. St. Luke, chapter 4, verse 8. And Jesus answered and said unto him, who was the devil, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Okay? Now, that gives us a little basis for discussion this evening. Get thee behind me, Satan, because it's written. It's written. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Okay? All right. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll be praying for all the bereaved families, those that are sick and afflicted themselves, loved ones of those that are sick and afflicted, neighbors on either side, those who are in the nursing homes, and the those are in the military, those that have to work long hours. They don't have that much time to spend with their families. And our families, Father God, and ourselves, help us, Father God, to deal accordingly and to understand that you are still in control. You have not given up control, no. And we understand that through your word. And the ministry, ministers, Father God, bishops, deacons, evangelists, elders, help them, Father God, to stay in your will, doing it your way, my God, decently and in order. Lead and guide us into all truth. We're asking of your Holy Spirit, God. Keep us, Lord. Times are getting rough, and people complaining about things are hard, but we should not be complaining. We should be comfortable with what we have and comfortable with what we don't have. Because sometimes there are things that we consider that we need them, or we just got to have them, but they may be detrimental to our spiritual walk. Help us to keep our mind in the spirit realm, Father God. started on that way, Father God. We may lean a little bit. We may slip. But as your word says, Father God, the love of many will wax cold. But those are the true souls, Father God, working for the kingdom, building the kingdom. They'll be able to stand. I want to be in that number. I'm working, Father God, not to show myself approved, no, so that I can have a place, Father God. Let your spirit in me do the work, me being a clean vessel that your spirit can use, Father God. For the master's use, keeping myself clean for the master's use, boy. Okay. Let me mention also the upcoming election. It's a right in this country that we all, my understanding, that we all have an opportunity to vote. And we should not be running around here complaining about this and that that's going on when we can go out and vote. And what we should do is pray first before. Pray. A lot of us, we say, well, I don't know these candidates. I don't know them. I don't know them. We need to get to know them. This is our home. This is our community. We need to know what's going on. We need to know what's going on. So whatever jumps off, we are aware and not waiting for hearsay or the message to get to us from someone, you know, passing it along. You know, we have a life. Let us use our life, not just for taking care of home and going to work and, you know, going out to have a good time or taking care of family. I see there's a lot more to that, Lord, but reveal to me, Father God, what I need to be doing. In the name of Jesus, reveal to me, Father God. Now I ask you to help me in what to say to certain people, Father God, all through the day, unbelievers and believers, Father God, even those in my own house, neighbors on either side. Lead and guide me, Father God. You brought me this far. You brought me out of a whole lot of darkness. And I am so grateful. So grateful, God. I thank you. I do. I really, really thank you. Thank you for your spirit. Because greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. So with that, let's pray. Most high God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth. Honoring you tonight, Father God, with our lips and our minds, Father God, giving you the glory, because had it not been for you, Father God, we would have been destroyed, dead and gone, forgotten. But you kept us here, Father God, blessed us to open our eyes another day, gave us life, health, and strength, that we are aware of our surroundings. We are aware of the past. And in your word, we become aware of the future, things that's coming, whether in our generation or not. But we honor you, God. We honor you, Lord God, especially your son, Jesus Christ. He died for us that we may have life, and have life more abundantly. Not to just open our eyes and say, okay, all right, it's a new day. What am I going to do today? Our mind should be made up. And we should be ready, willing, and able to do the work that has been given to us. The work is within us. We just have to get busy and open up and go forth. And ask you, Lord, to help us deal with our young people, Father God. Leading God is what to say. That we're trying to get to that point to where it will be positive. It will touch their hearts, touch their minds, and make them think twice about their life. Make them think twice about their situation, their friends, their activities, schooling, their own families, about the love that they have and don't have for others. Help us to help them, Father God. We definitely don't want to see our own children lost, but I wouldn't want to see my neighbor's children lost because they can affect mine also. And we ask you, Lord, put your protection around those in the authority, Father God, the government, those making laws for us, we the people, by the people, and for the people. But there's a lot of suffering, Father God. The word says when the wicked are in power, the people mourn. But when the righteous are in power, the people rejoice. And we look to you, Father God. We look to you for your joy, not the government's joy, not my job's joy, the money we receive or the benefits we receive, but we need your joy. Your joy, Father God. We need your joy to make it through, Lord God. Help us to be able to stand. Stand for what's right and not for what the world is standing up for. Help us to denounce these things, Father God, and not to let them just go over our head. They're not bothering us. We're affected by any and everything in this world, Lord. But we need you, your son, Jesus Christ. He's been here and he knows. He knows the situation and the world. What's happening in this earth, Father God. He knows. But your will and your way, Father God, will give you the praise. We will glorify your holy name, Father God. And we will stand no matter what. No matter what, giving you the glory. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for allowing us to have this time right now, putting your word out there, Father God, that whoever may listen, take heed. It's not about me. It's not about what I'm saying. It's that the Spirit is going out. And those that desire to have, you know, all we have to do is ask. We don't have a lot of times because we don't ask. And we don't get it because when we don't ask in the right way. When you help us to position ourselves, Lord, to receive, Lord God, those things that were needful in our lives. Your word says we need to delight ourselves in you. Cast our care upon you, Lord. Cast our care upon you for your care for us. We honor you, God. Look to you for all things. Past and present, how you brought us through, how you're keeping us where we're at. And we can say we love you tonight, Lord God. We love you because you brought us this far and you didn't forget about us. Thank you for saving me, sanctifying me, Father God, holy. I'm still sanctifying myself each and every day, Father God. Yes, Lord. Fill me with your Spirit, your Holy Spirit. Truly thank you, God, for the time. And we ask you to give ear to our meditation, Father God. Give ear to our meditation. We don't want our words to just be spoken out and forgotten. But we can wait for the manifestation, Lord God, of you honoring our prayers. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, amen, amen. Okay, let's jump this off here. All righty. Now, I had another scripture. I had a couple of scriptures here. Listening to a preacher earlier, I was And he was talking about, he's talking about seeking God. Now, start this off by saying, with all the chaos in this world, do you, man, woman, boy, or girl, do you feel comfortable the way the world is? Do you feel comfortable the way the world is? Are you looking for any type of relief? Is there any type of comfort? Do you get any type of comfort in the world and of the world? Do you get comfort by watching TV? Can you get comfort by using drugs, illegal drugs, even legal drugs? Going over the prescription, the prescribed amount. Are you trying to find comfort in, you know, we need some type of peace, something we can hold on to that's going to help us keep our sanity, in other words. We can see a lot of things happening right now that we just don't want to be a part of. And thank God I wasn't there, you know. And oh, God knows. I'm glad I don't go there anymore. These horrible things are happening in the world. And it's just a lot of darkness and people, they don't know which way to turn. And those that do know which way to turn, they're not turning that way. That direction is not part of their plan of life. But there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. So, you know, we just have to stop, consider our position in life. We have to consider that thing and, you know, we have to understand and realize, where are we? Where am I in life? You know, just go to work and come home and I'm good. Do I sit down in front of the TV watching the news and it scares me, you know, to where I just want to leave this country, you know, or I just want to get my AK, you know, and run out there and just kill a whole handful of those kind of people, you know? Is there comfort in knowing anything in the world? Can we believe in the government anymore? Had we been believing in the government before such a time as this? Now, I'm going to do this real quick. I'm opening mics and have those introduce themselves, if they would, and then we can go from there. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Yes, everyone doing well this evening?
You're blessed. We're blessed.
Yeah.
Very blessed.
Okay. All right. I can take that blessed as being alive, able to hear, and able to talk. Now, I can't go no further than that because I can't hear. I can hear. But to God be the glory. You know, he allowed us one more day that we didn't do anything to warrant getting this day, you know. But we got it, and we thank God for it because he's taking us through. Taking us through. Okay. Thank you for listening. Okay. All right. I'm going to pull a couple of things out there, and I'm going to turn the mics off for a moment, and I'm going to turn them back on, put a couple of things out there, then we can go from there. Okay, guys?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Great. Sounds great. As I said, I watched this TV show, and the pastor, he was talking about seeking God, and I took it a step further. Seeking God among all this chaos, you know. Because a lot of people, they just don't want to seek God for who he is, you know, our creator, redeemer, and sustainer. A lot of people, they want to seek God because they want God to act on all this chaos. They want God to bring some peace into all this chaos so this stuff can stop and people can lay back and say, well, now it's peaceful. You know, I don't have to worry too much now. I can go on about living my life the American way, whatever that's supposed to mean. You know what I'm saying? I have no idea, no clue what that's supposed to mean for people in this country. The American way is too much stuff just all twisted up in that, you know? It's not simple like a lot would think it is. Oh, I go to America, I'll be American. I can taste that American dream. American dream, what kind of American dream? You know, there is not that much peace in this country. If you're living in the world and you are of the world, there's so much chaos out there. I consider myself as a child of God every now and then, you know, it hits me. It's like, oh my goodness, look at that. What's going on? Even though the word tells us there's nothing new under the sun, you know, it still makes me think and wonder about my own safety, my family. What if we had to go over here or go over there? But see, that's just the enemy putting that doubt in my mind for me not to trust God to take care of me. See? And I have to get around that. I have to get around that. Now, I was in the world deep. Now, when I got saved, it was God's spirit that was drawing me. I wasn't looking to be saved. I was looking to be, you know, comfortable in my little lifestyle. You know, I was by myself. And God's spirit just came on me one day. And you know, it's like, okay, Lord, I ask for forgiveness. I wrote a letter and called my wife, asked her to forgive me. And I was told that information didn't get to her, but I made an effort and I put it in prayer, you know, because I realized what I had done. I had hurt a lot of people before I came to the Lord, and I just felt uneasy just thinking, okay, all right, I asked for forgiveness from the Lord. He saved me. So I'll go on my merry way, living my life. No, I was convicted. You know, I had to say something or do something. Now, everybody, of course, I didn't try to make it back to ask for forgiveness, you know, or to remind them of anything that I took them through. I just prayed to God and let God know sincerely that, hey, this is what I'm doing now. You know, I'm giving my life up to you, Lord. I want you to work through me doing what it is you would have me to do. And I latched on to that. You know, I realized there was God's spirit tugging at my heart. It was. And during that time, I lived in New York during that time. He saved me. And I asked him, I said, well, Lord, you saved me. I want to serve you. And I know I need to go to church, be around the other saints, you know, worshiping, praising you in a holy place. That was, oh my goodness, what was that? That was, good gracious, that was pretty good while. Year, close to a year or something like that. He never led me to a church while I lived in New York. He never did. But I happened to get in touch with my family, my wife. We got to talking, and she mentioned something about vacation. And, you know, I had made plans to leave this country and go to South America. So my wife and I, we reconnected, and we talked on the phone every night, reading scriptures in the Holy Bible. The type of job that I had space to do that. And I thank God for that, you know. That kept me connected because my wife, she was Christian. And North Carolina to New York, every night, I'm at work, we read scripture on the phone. And it got to the point to where my wife, she mentioned something about, well, don't you have vacation? Can you get a vacation And, you know, like I said, I made plans to go to South America, but when she mentioned that, my mind, boy, a smile come on my face. I said, oh, my God, yeah, I got vacation coming up, yeah. And those so-called plans that I had to go to South America, they were gone. You know, God, he crossed all that out. He crossed it out. So I came down, and I visited my wife's church, and I was filled with the Holy Ghost. When I came down here going to church, and when I went, I stayed for a week, and I went back to New York. God never led me to another church. Just that one church, I come from New York to North Carolina, received the Holy Ghost, took it back with me to New York, and in December of that same year, I quit my job, and I came back. Came back, and I was a member of that church where I received the Holy Ghost at. And, you know, God, he worked in my life, and I thought it was one way, but it was something completely different, you know. I'm looking at people on TV and my parents and other people, everybody goes to church, you know what I'm saying? And I went to church, too, every now and then. You know, I'm sitting in the back, you know, trying to hide behind that person sitting in front of me so the preacher couldn't see me, you know what I'm saying? But there'd be a lot of messages I would hear that would convict me of the sin that I was doing, you know? But I said, well, you know, hey, I ain't going to worry about it. Look at everybody else, you know? Hey, I'm just like them, you know? I'm serving God on Sunday. I go out there and I party every day, cursing people out every day through the week. But on Sunday, nice guy, you know? And I felt comfortable with that when I lived up in New York and New Jersey. That was before I got sick. But coming down here, and it's like, well, gee, this takes a whole lot. After a year, I put in some work. And I fell, and I fell, and I fell, and I fell. But the Spirit of God, you know, he was faithful. He was there and would pick me up every time and let me know the mistakes that I was making. I'd have to change myself completely. I'd have to get rid of the old man, get rid of him completely, get rid of the old man and serve God in a full capacity. It took me a minute to get there, but I got on track, and it's been up and down, but I'm still here. And to God be the glory. But for the one that's still out there, you know, God wants you to seek him, to search out for him. You know, God created us to fellowship with him, you know, to worship him, praise him. You know, we read in Genesis and about Adam. Adam... God's voice. It says God's voice. Let me make sure I'm reading that right. It didn't say God talking. He said, what was that? God, oh, I'm going to get it, y'all. I don't want to misquote that. I think that's in 2. Is that 2 or 3? Let's see, y'all. Okay. All right. Let's see what we got here. Good evening, bro. How are you?
Good evening. Doing fine,
okay.
Y'all. Blessed.
Doing well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I was talking about Adam, and it was his voice. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking. You know, our mind can't even picture that. You know? They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Now, you know, if a person will stop and say, wait a minute, God's voice was walking in the garden, you know, I can't put that together, you know, but this is how God was, you know, with man in the beginning. He was right there, and I can't fathom that, but I can read it and I can believe that God's voice, the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden, you know, because God's voice can be like whatever he wants it to be, you know, it just takes us to that point that we have to understand all of this chaos going on in the world, y'all, there is a way out, and it doesn't mean that we're going to live on this earth forever. But we can have the peace of God while living here. We can be in the world, but not of the world. We separate ourselves from all that chaos and all that stuff going on, all that worry, all that stress, you know. And even with our family, our families and our relatives and children, we can't make them do nothing they don't want to do. And just like Job. Job, he would make sacrifices for his children every morning. He'd make sacrifices to God for his children every morning. So that's what we need to do. Not necessarily make sacrifices anymore, but our prayers. We send up prayers to protect our children. You know what I'm saying? Because they have their own life. And they get up to be adults. They want to live their own life. Just like us, we wanted to live our own life when we got old enough as adults. And, you know, most of the time we didn't want nobody telling us what to do. But they told us anyway. They were giving us good, sound advice, you know, on how to carry ourselves, you know, what to turn away from, you know, and don't miss an opportunity. You know, God, he's waiting on you, and, you know, he's calling you and this and that. We have to just pray for them. Prayer is powerful, you know. As scripture in the Bible, it tells us that they prayed and people were healed from prayer. So our children, they don't have to be sick to be prayed for. You know what I'm saying? Just for protection, for them to come to their senses, they see God in us, you know, and Jesus Christ, we talk about Jesus Christ and the Spirit. You know, we're living in the spirit realm. We don't smoke. We don't drink. We don't go hanging out no more like we used to, you know. We read the Bible. They can see these things happening around them, but it's for them to decide on what they want to do, you know. When I was young, we had a real big Bible sitting in a box on a coffee table in the living room. I couldn't go in there and just pick that Bible up and start reading. Oh, no. That was a showpiece, you know. But now, well, I got what, 2 and 3 Bibles. I got a tablet with the Bible downloaded on it. I got a laptop with the Bible downloaded on it. My phone, I got the Bible downloaded on that. And I've been printing out all these pages, laying all around the room with scripture. You know, so having to surround me, you know, that helps to keep me in the fold, you know. And with that prayer from other saints, it's truly a blessing, you know, to be able to be a part of, you know. And God, he just helps us out, you know. His spirit keeps us there. But I was just talking about searching for God among all this chaos in the world. There's no need for people to complain. They can start reading the Word of God. That will comfort their heart somewhat. But to get a conscious relationship with God, you know, changing things they do in the world. Now, just because a person doesn't do drugs doesn't mean they're not a sinner, you know. Sinning is based on disobedience to God. Disobedience, because we're not following God when we're in the world, you know. God's word. Any comments?
Well, seeking God, we have to, he wants us to seek him. Because he said if we seek him, we'll find him. And how we seek him is prayer, through fasting, keeping our mind on him, reading the word of God. Because when you're seeking God, whatever you want him to do, that's what's on your mind. You just can't spend your mind looking at TV all day or joking with somebody or that. You have to keep your mind on the Lord and have a clean mind and just keep talking to him and reading the word and asking him to draw you closer to him. And if we do those things, he'll draw us closer to him. And when you got a problem, when you begin to seek God, you seek him with a sincere heart. because
yes.
I know I've done it, and he's opened the door for me. I tell you the truth, and seeking the Lord, that is a sense that has to be sincere from your heart. And
yes.
the only
yes.
way you can have peace in this world is in Christ Jesus. Because in the world, there's all kind of things going on. But we can have
mm-hmm.
peace in Christ Jesus because we know that we belong to him and he's able to
yes.
see us through. It might not look like it with the natural eye, but we believe
mm-hmm.
in our heart. You're working it out. Lord, I put it in your hands. And he can give us
mm-hmm.
peace about it because the world don't have peace. They don't have
right.
peace, and
mm-hmm.
you can't buy peace. That's why people
mm-hmm.
that got money and all at once they lose it, they seem like they can't take it. A lot of times they take their own lives or whatever.
Yes.
And then the word of God says the love of money is the root of all evil.
Mm.
People do anything,
yes.
anything for money. But in order to have peace, it has to
mm-hmm.
come from the inside, and that's through Jesus Christ. And if we seek
yes.
him with all our heart, he said we will find him. We have to
mm-hmm.
ask Jesus in all our ways, acknowledge him. He will direct
yes.
our path. Sometimes we don't know what to do. But if
mm-hmm.
we seek God's face, he will deliver
right.
us. He will see us through. And we can
mm-hmm.
be able to encourage somebody. You can trust in the Lord. Because
right.
he always does what's right. And we have
mm-hmm.
to learn to pray in his will. Not my
yes.
will, Lord, but thine. Just like Jesus.
Okay.
We know Jesus, that was his purpose coming to the earth, was to die.
Mm-hmm.
But when he
yes.
wrestled with it in the Garden of Eden, in the Garden of Gethsemane, but he said, nevertheless,
mm.
not my will, but thou will be done. That's what we need to pray. Lord, not
right.
my will, but thy will be done.
My...
Help me to accept your will.
Mm-hmm.
God, and
yes.
when we do that, God can give us a peace about it that
mm-hmm.
passes all understanding, but it only comes through Jesus Christ. That's how,
right.
so the world don't have that. They
mm-hmm.
they serving their master, and that's Satan, and he's blinded
yes.
their eyes to the truth. But we as believers
mm-hmm.
in Christ Jesus, that's where our help is, and he'll give us peace when things is all chaos around us. He can
mm-hmm.
put that peace in our heart, and we're able
yes.
to rest in him. We don't have to be tossed and turned at night and can't sleep. We can lay down and go to sleep because we trust
mm-hmm.
in him, not ourselves.
Yes.
So that's
right.
what we have to do. We have to seek him with our whole heart and be sincere.
Mm-hmm.
He knows when we fear. He won't turn a sincere prayer away. He has an ear to
mm-hmm.
hear. When we
that's
call
right.
on him, and he wants us to call on him, because
mm-hmm.
that's where I help
mm-hmm.
from. Praise God.
Yes, yes. That's right, that's right. And real quick, I'm going to read this here. I believe this is Ephesians 4. Still King James Version. Ephesians 4 and 27, okay? Ephesians 4 and 27. Ephesians 4 and 27 says, neither give place to the devil. Now, we can't give place to the devil because sometimes our mind is not stayed on the scriptures or on Christ Jesus. Our mind tends to wander. And by our mind not staying on those spiritual things or those holy things, the devil, it gives him a foothold and he comes in, you know, and he puts ideas, thoughts in our minds. And that's where the war is with evil. It's in our minds, you know. And if we think on something long enough and don't try to hold it back or stop it or change our mind, it's going to stay there. And before you know it, it's going to be hard to get rid of. And we're going to get caught up, you know, if we're not careful. We can get caught up. And after a minute, the devil, he can have us thinking, oh, that's going to be all right. You know, it's just a small thing. You know, ain't nobody going to see me. You know, I can do this, and nobody will know nothing. But see, people fail to realize and understand it. God sees it all. He's omniscient, omnipotent, and he's omnipresent. That means he knows all things, he is everywhere, and he has all power. But people don't understand that because they're looking in the natural realm, and they're forgetting that Genesis 1 said, in the beginning, God, he created the heaven and the earth. So what is the heaven and the earth that we know of is everything. You know, he created the earth, which is where we live at, and the heavens is where God dwells at. We can't see it, but he's up there somewhere, you know. And the closest heaven is it's like a protective layer around the earth where we survive through. And when Lucifer got kicked out of heaven, he became the prince of the power of the air. You know? He became the prince of the power of the air, and he operates in the realm. This is another, what we call a realm, you know, another, what can I call it? It's a type of area that he has power, and he sends his little demons out, you know, and this is the spiritual realm, and we're not going to see the devil walk up to us, or one of his little demons walk up to us and say something. No, they're going to put that idea in our mind, and that idea is going to go, it's going to be flushed through our entire body. And if we're not careful, we're going to act on that thing if we're not strong enough, or if we're not trying to get strong enough or closer to God by Christ Jesus. Like I said, greater is he that is within me than he that's in the world. And that's Jesus Christ. He has to dwell within us. He has to dwell within us in order for us to have that power. Well, the power comes from the Holy Ghost. But Jesus Christ, we give the control over. We get that control over, you know. So whereas he's fighting for us, we're living in the body, but he dwells within us to show us. You know, we're supposed to shun evil. We're not supposed to even look one. So we know what's right and what's wrong. We know which way to go and which way not to go. Sometimes we tempt ourselves a little bit, but if we grow, in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it's a job, you know, it's not a 9-to-5, but it's a 24/7 job. And we have to acknowledge God for who he is. We have to acknowledge him. Let him, Lord, I know who you are because you brought me from this over here and you're still holding me up over here on this side. And it wasn't nothing that I did. It was because of the love that you had for mankind. Every man has a way. Salvation has appeared to every man, woman, boy, and girl. And salvation is complete deliverance. So if we take a step going that way, we shouldn't have too much to worry about. Of course, in this world, there, you know, some are a little stronger than others to bear them up and help them and let them see that if we trust completely in God, he will help us through any and every situation that we are faced with in this world, you know. And even if we get sick to the point, sick unto death, we're not going to live on this earth forever. If God's will for our lives to be taken, our time is up. We have to go. And we cannot hold on, and we cannot hold back, and we cannot count on our material belongings to keep us here. No, we cannot take them with us either. But we are being we are stewards. God has allowed us to be stewards of material goods that he gives us. And we have to take care of stuff, you know. We just can't, you know, just use stuff and use it up and say, well, I'm done with that. It's time for another. we take care of as best we know how, God, he will look out for us. And we have issues like our cars. You know, we try to take care of them. And if God willing, it gets to the point to where we don't need another car. It'll last until we're out of here. But if we have issues, just like our bodies and our minds and our souls, we have to guard our hearts, y'all. We have to guard our hearts with what we see, what we hear, what we say, and the surroundings. We have to guard ourselves all time, you know. And God, he'll take care of us by his son, Jesus Christ. He came down here on earth because we couldn't take care of our little selves. We had to have somebody take care of us. So Jesus Christ, he came down. He made a way. And when he left, the Holy Ghost came as a keeper, a helper, and a keeper. If we want to be kept, we can be kept. But like I said earlier, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we'd be wanting to give in. But we just have to hold on, y'all. We have to hold on. And this way, we have to learn this way each and every day. Just like when we were little small kids, we went to school. And in the world, it's a law. Parents have to send their kids to school. They have to learn the way of the world. Unless that parent has a bona fide home teacher, they can be taught at home, or the parent can be qualified to teach at home. But it's a law in the world. It's a law to where children must learn the way of the world. It's not the way of God, because there are no Bibles in school unless you take one with you, you know. But after we leave school, there is life. School is preparing us for life, so to speak. But that life is life in the world, the way it is. And, you know, I've often wondered, I had to take algebra in school. And it's like, well, what am I going to do with this algebra when I leave here, you know? I'm not going to use algebra in my everyday life, not even on the job I got, you know? And you know, it made me wonder, why are they trying to force this on me? Part of the curriculum. But it's not a part of my life. So now that we're out of school and we're living in life and we see how life is kind of rough, y'all. It is rough. It's worse for some more than others. But we see that the children of God, we see and we hear about it, you know. People don't go to church. They stay home. They're watching on TV. You know, but they still see and hear about the goodness of God, you know, and how he cares for his people. It's not that he gives us everything we need, well, not everything that we want, but he supplies our every need by Christ Jesus. He supplies every need that we have, and the basics are food, clothing, and shelter, you know, and we have to learn that way of life also. And our school book is the Bible and some other books. We have to get some other books. The Bible is good by itself, but there are some other books that we need to get that goes along with the Bible, you know. And you know, I don't look at these things where you can read the Bible in a whole year. We have to get understanding when we're reading, you know, unless we just got a mind full of words. It's not an autobiography. It's not a fiction. It's not a nonfiction. You know, it's not even a novel. There's life in the Bible. There's life. And that life is by Christ Jesus. And as we read, we learn, we grow, we ask God for understanding, we get other books to complement the Bible. And we learn, and we get to that point of where we know what to say to people when they ask, why is your hope in this thing over here? Why is your hope in something you can't see? We'll be able to give them an explanation, something that they can actually go on Just because I don't see it does not mean that it's not there. I don't see the wind, but it's there, you know. And this Bible, I thank God for it. I got two different versions here, NIV and KJV. Plus, I check out other versions. But we get to that point where we want to learn. It's not mandatory. We have a choice. Going to regular school, you know, elementary, junior high, and high school, it's demanded. The world demands us to go to school to learn its ways. God does not demand for us to learn his ways. We have a choice. We have a choice whether to love or to let go. But God is good to the point to where as he gives us opportunity, we make decisions on our own. We suffer the consequences on our own. And we should not be those that something happens or we make a mistake and we run and say, well, Lord, I need you to fix this thing. I thought I had it under control. No, we should have left it to God in the first place. Now, like my pastor, he mentioned something now about a vehicle, a car, buying a car. And he said we large purchases also, house and major appliances and stuff like that. And he said we should always pray to God for these things to lead us. What's best suited for us? Will we be able to afford it? You know, hey, my job, I could be making what? $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month. But hey, if I get sick, there is no $2,000 or $3,000 a month. You know, so we in the beginning we pray to God, lead us, Lord. You know, I like that over there, but hey, we'll be satisfied with what you allow us to have. And if we do it right, God, he'll give us the desires of our heart. But we just can't pray to God and ask for desires of our heart. No. We got to put in some work, y'all. This thing called salvation is free. But we have to do something with our life. You know, we have to stop being who we used to be and be who we really are. Because all men were created, men and women, well, we were created in the image of God, in his likeness. So God's image and God's likeness, there's no sin in that. No sin whatsoever. And it's all love. It's all love. You know? All love. God loves us no matter what, because I was in a sinful state and his spirit drew me. You know, I didn't have to clean myself up. I didn't have to ask for forgiveness before I went to church. You have to say, Lord, I'm ready now. No. Just say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I'm sincere in my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Accept me, Father God. And hey, it's not that he answered me and said, okay, come on in, my son. I'm ready for you now. I'll take care of that. No, it's a gradual thing. It's a gradual thing because it's all voluntary. All voluntary. I volunteer to accept the Spirit when it was joined. And if I don't stick with it, I'm volunteering to disobey God and fall back, become a backslider, you know, fall back into the way of the world, become a sinner all over again. But to God be the glory. You know, he is always there, always there. When we need him, he is always there. When we don't need him, he doesn't necessarily acknowledges that he is there, but we know he is there. And because God, he's in the spirit realm, along with Jesus Christ, and His Holy Spirit. They're in the spirit, you know. And He blessed me in my sin, and now I'm being blessed by being saved. But the main thing was my heart has been changed. My heart is not geared to the world. My heart is geared to holy things of God, acknowledging that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Last comment. We got about 3-4 minutes. Any last comment? I know I took up a lot of time talking. Sorry. Any last comments?
No, we're good. Just listening in tonight.
Okay. All right. No problem. No problem. No problem. No problem. No problem. Yes. Okay. One last thing. One last thing, okay? Okay, what did I do with that? I had it over here somewhere. Okay. As I mentioned earlier, we should not give place to the devil. And also, along with that, let us speak life and not death. Whole lot of stuff going on. Sometimes we get caught up in, you know, we're talking about this and we're talking about that. Let's try not to speak too much negativity, even if it is about somebody else. You know, we speak about the war, people going through over there, the poor of the world, the sinners in the world. You know, instead of us talking about issues that they're going through or things that they're doing or things that are happening to them, we just pray about it. Lord, you know this is happening over here. We're asking you to intervene. They need help. Excuse me. They need help, Father God. We're gonna speak blessings and not curses. We're not gonna talk about the Russian president doing this and doing that. That may feed fuel onto the fire, Lord. We're just gonna ask you to help those people over there deal accordingly, because we truly have been blessed. I've truly been blessed by living in under peaceful-like circumstances. I didn't say peaceful, peaceful-like. Because there's chaos in the world, there's chaos in this country, there's chaos in our neighborhoods. But you, oh God, you have kept us and are keeping us. We honor you and truly thank you for looking out for us. We couldn't look out for ourselves. We could not look out for ourselves. And no matter what we've been through, we are still being blessed by having life this day as we had it yesterday. And if it's your will, Father God, and you have your way, tomorrow, once again, we'll have life. But lead us and guide us to do the right thing, to help the next man in line, to love thy neighbor as we love ourselves, Father God. And to share, and not to keep this for ourselves, but to share it and to let your spirit shine through us, Father God. People knowing by taking one look, there goes a child of God. But we thank you, Lord, for the time. Once again, give you the honor and glorify your name as we sign off tonight. Everyone be blessed. We love you. Have a good night. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, everybody.
Shalom.